What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Well, hello. We're back with another Defocus Media podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly and joined by Dr. Daryl Glover. Daryl and I, more than anything, we love sharing stories of people doing things differently in eye care. And Dr. Glover, I want you to introduce our guest today because this is someone you connected with via LinkedIn.
Yeah, you know, LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. I've definitely utilized it quite a bit and I've been able to meet, you know, all types of eye care professionals from all across the world. But I was very intrigued by our guest today, Dr. Carrie Ann Hodge. She's from Jamaica and she has a practice down in Houston and she's doing some amazing things because she's really creating a unique experience when folks come into her practice. So friends and family, I'd like to welcome our guest today, Dr. Carrie Ann Hodge. How are you doing today?
I am great. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on the show. I am so excited.
Well, Dr. Hodge, we'd love to get to know you a little bit deeper. So would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got into optometry, where'd you go to school, that sort of stuff?
Oh, definitely. So as my name again is Dr. Carrie Ann Coombs Hodge. I have been married for 18 years. I have two amazing sons. As a young girl growing up in a third world country in Jamaica, I remember reading, you know, those fairy tales, having dreams like every girl did about your prince charm, Cinderella. But my knight and my prince was my dad at 6 years old. He was a bold, handsome, a policeman trained in London. He dealt with specialty expertise in the police department in Jamaica. But my Prince Charming, or my dad, he was going blind. You know, he was losing his sight. And I felt that I could not do anything about it. Or could I? That was the question. So at that time, I felt very helpless. My dad had many surgeries between the age of 6 and 8. He had to leave the country, traveling back and forth to London over and over with my mom in the UK. And I remember a specific event as my birthday, them not being there, not because they did not want to, because he had to go again to London to have eye surgery because he was truly struggling with his vision. So my brother and I were left at home with my Aunt Winsome, and we just prayed and hoped that when he came back that he could see. So the struggle really sparked something inside of me. It was a struggle of one man that maybe the possibility of improving vision for many. So that was my motivation and that is my story. I came here to the States about when I was 13 years old. So I graduated at Purview A&M University with my Bachelor of Science in Nursing and became an optometrist in 2009, College of Optometry, University College of Optometry in 2009. So this year will be my 10th year anniversary.
Congratulations. So you started out nursing and then you went to optometry school.
That's correct. So I always thought, you know, I needed to pay for school. And there was always a doubt in me. Could I do this? Could I be the doctor? Could I? So I went to nursing school. And then while at nursing school, a professor introduced me to optometry. I knew about ophthalmologists or just an eye doctor, but I didn't know the levels or the detail. And I was very intrigued to optometry because as a woman, I wanted to be married and have children, and it allowed me a platform to be even enhanced and be allowed to have eyewear, which I also desired to have in an eyewear line as a little girl, so to be creative. So that platform, that profession, I was very intrigued to it, and I made a commitment to myself. If you finish nursing school, you're going to go back and you're going to go to optometry school. And that's what I did.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, just having that background of being a nurse, I mean, it's just a wealth of knowledge, especially when you jump into the eye care industry, because there's so many things that overlap, but it just helps you to be, you know, a better doctor because you know the medications, you have good bedside manner. It just really puts all the pieces of the puzzle together for you. I wanted to circle back on something that you mentioned. You mentioned an eyewear line. Tell us a little bit more about that and how that dream came about.
So the passion about the eyewear line really started with my dad. De Cordover is named after my dad. So the passion continues with him. My knight in Charmin armor, my dad, just having the customer in mind, just like I had my dad in mind, the total eye, the complete health, as you mentioned, being a registered nurse does allow me to view the holistic part of my patients and to think much deeper and larger than just the eyes and wanting to connect the puzzle together to make sure that we're all, the whole complete body is taken care of.
So you said your eyewear line, of course, is for your father, inspired by him. What is about this eyewear line that you created that you feel like really sets it apart from the other things that are available on the market right now?
So I believe this eyewear line, it's inspired, it's truly a journey of vision, which starts from our inside and out, which gives actually the purpose and the plan for your life. So I think the difference for our line is it is purpose-driven and it speaks words beyond just an eyewear. It's an enlightenment process. It's our beliefs and our focus and our goals are we believe in enlightening the eyes. And enlightenment means understanding, you know, wisdom, culture, open-mindedness, awakening, consistently ever increasing enlightenment. So it's truly a journey. That's the difference with our eyewear line. It's just a journey that we have started, and we hope people will join us on this journey.
Well, it sounds like a fun and exciting journey. I mean, Jen and I, we're, I guess you could say, low-key eyewear junkies. We have several pair, and we're always wearing different glasses almost every day of the week. I know I love, you know, a nice acetate frame and a nice metal frame as well. But like, what are your frames made out of? What materials are you using?
So that's great. We do have a variety of glasses. We have lightweight titanium and multiple acetate frames. But whatever style you like, we always want the patients to feel, to just be themselves, to be free and bold and just express whatever expression you like to in each eyewear.
So how do you get started with creating your own independent private label eyewear line?
We're actually very, very new in the industry as well with that. And we're always learning and experiencing. So trade shows and different things like that are great resources to go to, just asking questions, seeking out private labeling, seeking out designers that can custom design your own lines. So there is a variety of resources that you could tap into that will allow you to carry your own eyewear line.
You have that background of being a nurse. You have an eyewear line. You're an optometrist. I mean, you pretty much are doing everything underneath the sun. One thing that I really love in your practice is that you actually have spa services. Can you tell us how you came about with creating that unique experience?
Just being aware that patients are very just tense during an eye exam. And sometimes I wonder, oh, it's just an eye exam. Come on, relax. But you check their blood pressure, their blood pressure is elevated. So I wanted to create an environment that was relaxing, that was more just a spa-like feel. We have also a cafe, a library here, again, with the enlightenment, it's continuing learning. So we have a library here, we have a cafe. So it's really about the entire unique experience from you enter the door, you smell aromas, you hear the spa music. So it's capturing a complete experience. I'm from the island and we always, I visited multiple hotels as a little girl and I just love going to hotels. So that was one of my thing. I wanted wherever I live to feel like a hotel, wherever I work to feel like a hotel. So that really inspired me to give my patients that experience after seeing that, you know what, they were a little bit more anxious than they need to be and to have it more in a relaxing environment that they can enjoy and want to come back.
I love this so much because you know, optometrists get so caught up on like, okay, this is what a eye doctor's office looks like. This is what my frame boards are supposed to look like. These are the things I'm supposed to offer here. But you just kind of, whatever you want to do, you've added a cafe, a library, spa services, and there's no wrong. Like, you can do that in your office and it probably really helps set you apart. I've never seen an optometrist with a library where you can literally like rent and check out books, but why not? That makes perfect sense for an optometrist now that I think about it.
Yeah, my brother is, we did our first event was a book sign in which my brother, he's the author of it. And that was his first book. And the 21 Truths of Consistent Joy. And, you know, just reading can really inspire us. And that, as optometrists, you're right. We, for anyone to read, you need your eyes. So why would not that be a great connection? So I think it has been really great so far having the events like the book sign-in and just educational events, which we also do our own educational event, a monthly success class, Finding Ways to Win, to develop entrepreneurship skills and things like that. So yeah, we create an atmosphere that our community can come and hang out and get their glasses and sit down and talk and grab a cup of tea or coffee and just hang out with us.
Jen, how cool is that? I mean, like that's one of those things that people are now going to say, hey, I'm going to go hang out at my optometrist's office. I mean, you get to rent books out. I mean, that draws more traffic in, continuous traffic. And then I can also have a cup of tea or coffee. I mean, I'm loving this.
Well, I mean, I think it's just such an ingenious idea because you've created not a medical office, but a hangout for your local community that provides medical care at the same time. But it's a place that community members would just drop by and spend time with you, whether they have an exam that day or not. And have you found that in your practice that you have regulars that just come into the cafe?
Well, we do have people will just come in and they will really just, when they're picking up their eyewear, they will sit down and maybe have an extra additional 5 or 10 minutes conversation. Yes, we have had that. And with our events, we have had great community connections and just a great time with the community coming into our office. So yet it has been a unique experience.
Well, it's just making it more personable. I mean, like, patients are going to, you know, tell you everything that's going on with their eyes, and they're definitely going to spread the word because you're given that personable experience when someone walks into your door. I mean, this is phenomenal work that you're doing there.
Well, thank you. You know, you just have to go by faith, thinking out the box and doing the vision that you have, because I saw it, but I didn't know how accepted it was going to be. And I just had to step out by faith and knew that it was something that I wanted to see come to fruition.
One question I have for you. So when you're doing something so different, so outside the box, how do you market it? How do you get the word out in your community that this, you know, is happening? This is a place that's different to come for your eye exams that is going to be a truly different experience.
I'm glad you asked. It's great people like you at Defocus. Having me on the show. I do a lot of social media, just myself, letting people know that we're here. We do also go out into the community, visit the schools, we visit our church, the churches in the neighborhood. So we try to connect with the community, the chambers in the area. So we do things, and we continue to do things to expand and bring awareness that we're here. Most people still don't know that we're here. So we've been here about, it's going on our second year. If we've been here 2017, we opened. So we're still new, but people still do not know that we're here. So awareness is very important. So thanks again for having me on the show.
You have a very robust Instagram account. And I've noticed that, I mean, for an optometry office especially, a ton of followers. How did you build that community on Instagram?
Oh, wow. I don't think I have that many followers. And you know what? I've never paid for anyone to follow me. So that's why I'm like, I don't think I have that many. But you're right, I do. So what I have done is just being consistent. So I whenever I get a revelation, I truly speak from the heart, and whatever I do, I truly do it from the heart. So if I get a revelation, I will connect an image with that I'll post it. So just letting people know that, hey, we're here. And again, even family members and friends, they were like, oh, what is she doing? What is this going on? So if they don't even know, so it's even more of a lack of awareness for strangers. So being consistent is very important, and just letting people, it's just like when you see something over and over again, it's like a flash card. So once you see that, you're like, okay, I got it. Once you see it again the other time, you're like, okay. Once you see the third time, you're like, okay, what is really going on? Or I know that. So I strategically plan to have my logo to be seen several times over and over and over again visually, so that people can remember us, so that when they're ready for their accurate, they may consider to go back or to come to our office or even to visit us online.
Daryl, you know, that's sneaky good advice. When you look at her Instagram account, you don't notice it, but the logo's on almost every post. So it's just constantly kind of those little visual cues. And then when you see the logo in the office, on the eyewear, that's like a brand that you're familiar with now. I think it's such great advice.
Yeah, and when you add on going into the community and doing things, whether it's a church or some other function, and you're seeing a business card or flyers, you're gonna be like, man, I've seen that somewhere, especially if it's someone in that local community. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty nice there.
Another question that I always love asking, especially female optometrists that are entrepreneurs, you said open up 2017, obviously doing something that's a private practice that's really extremely unique. What gave you the courage to take that step to say, I'm going to open up my own business?
So 2017, I've had this name, Decordova Eyewear, for a while, and I knew that I wanted to have an eyewear line dedicated back to my father, and I just didn't know how to get started. I was like, oh my gosh, is it the place first or the eyewear line first? I really did not know. I was like, I don't know what to do first. Should I open up location? Should I do an eyewear line first? So in 2017, my dad turned 70, and I said, look here, this is an urgency. Your dad is 70, 2017. It is time to get moving. Whatever comes first or not first. And I just started moving. And so everything fell in place, and I had to keep building my faith and my courage to know that this was going to work, because I am going to make it work no matter what. So I just kept on going, started with everything that I had, and gave it all that I had as well.
Well, I'm a firm believer of that. You know, if you have faith and you speak things into action or speak things into existence, put it in the air, it'll definitely happen. It seems like over the last couple of years, you've had some big years and you've made some big strides in your business. What's next for 2019?
So 2019, we're excited. Online, we're going to do, we have been having some demands about, our wear line. So we're going to have it online on our website, Optical Boutique. Again, I spoke to you about our monthly classes, finding ways to win, our entrepreneurship skills, also just more awareness, you know, that we are a full one-stop shop boutique. Eye care, eyewear, eye health. And last but not least, giving back. Definitely giving back. Giving back to the community. Each frame you buy, prices proceeds to help and aid and develop diseases like glaucoma. Also help countries, third world countries, also help blind people, you know, and also foster a better health eyewear. So our products are to make you see better and also have a better outlook on life. So I strongly believe in giving back as well. So that is what drives me the most, to make sure that the cycle is not repeated or it decreases. We cannot touch everyone, but we can touch someone. And so that is what we want to do.
Dr. Hodge, thank you again so much for your time today. If someone's listening and they want to learn more about how you made this dream vision of your optometric practice happen, what's a great way for them to get in touch with you?
So I do have a website, and also you can find me on LinkedIn at decordovereyewear.com, Dr. Carrie Ann Coombs Hodge. And as you mentioned, I do have a Facebook site, also Instagram. Also, my email address is hello, H-E-L-L-O, at decordovereyewear.com. That's hello at decordovereyewear.com. Just shoot me an email. I'd be happy to respond to you and to talk about eyewear, eye health, and everything about eyes.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast, and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.